Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. This is Angel. I am your hostess. And today is May 15th, 2015. I want to start my day off with welcoming you guys. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning or afternoon or evening, wherever you are. We are sitting here on a fabulous Friday, powerful day. I want to send out my love and honor and respect to the legendary B.B. King, who we lost yesterday. As a fan of music and a singer myself, B.B. King was one of my heroes. So I want to take that moment just to give some honor and some love and respect out to one of our great souls that brought so much joy for so very long to our humble, humble existence here. So thank you, and may you rest and fly with the angels, His Grace, B.B. King. So today we are talking about your space. And the title that I sent out for everybody is Creating, Stepping Into, and Staying in a Positive Space. It has been a challenging week for so many people that I have connected with, some of my clients, some of my coworkers, some of my friends, people that I connect with. Not a day went by and somebody didn't tell me, oh my goodness, Angel, it is just a challenge. What is going on? You know, is the Mars in retrograde? Is something happening? Why is it such a challenge? And the answer that I give is really simple. When you're taking your steps forward into something powerful and something amazing, you're starting to take control of your life and move forward, it often happens that the messages and the lessons and the obstacles kind of jump in your way, not to stop you, not to challenge you, but to be rid of you, so to speak. As you move forward, you have to get rid of these things, and the only way you get rid of them is to plow right through them. So we're going to talk about that today. And so today's radio show, we're going to go through the process of creating your space, stepping into your space and walking forward in those space. And I'm going to spend a significant amount of time talking about what the obstacles in your journey look like and how you can do to work through them. If I have time, I will open up to callers. So I welcome you to call in. The number here to call in is 917-932-1778. That number one more time, 917-932-1778. If you do call in and I'm able to get to you, once again, I ask that you keep your questions and commentary focused on the subject matter so that we can get some information both to you and our audience that's listening. So before we do anything, as always, I want to take this moment to help you ground and get centered so that you can move forward from here through the rest of your day with a sense of joy, comfort, and power so that you can have a powerful day. So just take a moment to take a deep breath, unless you're driving. I don't want you to close your eyes. But if you're not in a situation that's dangerous, close your eyes and go internal for a moment and just relax. Stay in your space. Connect to yourself as deeply as you can. And just know that for the next 20, 25 minutes, your focus is going to be on what you need to do for you so that you can move forward in a positive and powerful direction. Because you've earned it, because you deserve it. Because the great divine spirit wants us all to have joy, comfort, and prosperity. Awesome, awesome. So let's go ahead and get started with what my subject matter is today, and that is creating your space. So I call this process, the first step in this process, whole life spring cleaning. And with that whole life spring cleaning, you know, you got to make your space clear and clean. If you've made the decision in your life into your next space, you have to do it from a brand new vantage point. I'm going to tell you a story. I have a friend of mine who I've connected with through my entertainment side of my life over the past few years. And she's worked with me. She's danced with me. And she's just recently just awakened in her spiritual being. And she's exploring all these new feelings, all these new gifts, and all these new messages that are coming to her. And she's a little challenged because it's coming too fast from her perspective. It's happening at a high level, and she's trying to understand how to control it. And she's getting some energy from other people and some response from the people in her life. And she's struggling a little bit with it. And when I talk to her, when I've communicated with her, her energy and her space is so confused because she's in this position where she doesn't understand what's happening. If that feels like you, the message here is stop. Just take a deep breath and stop and create your space. If you lived your life in one space and your life is creating itself in another space, the two existences can't develop in that same space. I hope that makes sense. I'll say it in another way. If you're an accountant and you wake up the next day and decide you want to be a ballerina and you have the skills and the talent, there's some changes you're going to need to make in your space to accommodate the things you need to do to strengthen your skills as a ballerina. You might have to put some dance equipment in your living space. You might have to build a studio, rent a studio. There are things that are different than the things you would need to do to hone your skills in this other form of life that you lived before. So to do that, you have to assess your space. You have to make sure that your space is clean. You inevitably will have to get rid of some of the things. My accountant example may need to clear some of the books out of the way, some of the tools out of the way that he or she used for her trade as an accountant. And that's what you're going to have to do. Letting go of the past, you may have been a successful accountant and you have awards and glory that you are attached to that are distracting you from moving your life forward. Because every time you look up, you feel a sense of fear because you're stepping into this other place that you're being called to go to. So you need to make an effort to clear your physical space as well as your mental and your spiritual space. And I find working with people, the hardest thing to do is to clear that physical space because we don't want to let go of the past. We don't want to turn our backs on our victories. And I challenge you this morning to say you're not letting go of the past. You're not turning your back on your past glory. You don't even have to get rid of the remnants of those glories. You just have to move them perhaps someplace else. Some situations you may have to get rid of them if there's pain or unneeded attachment to them. And that's a whole other discussion, which we can have at another time, or you can contact me directly, and I can help you, you know, work on something like that. But at the end of the day, what you want to do is you want to clear your space to make room for this new space. And for my wonderful workers out there that are stepping in to this light work, this spiritual work, this can be even more difficult because we're being called different areas of life to step into this new belief, this new work, this new power. And the biggest challenge you have is not even going to be your living space. It's going to be the people around you. And we'll talk about that when we start talking about, you know, obstacles and distractions. So that's your first step. So let me go back through it really quick. You want to make your space clear and clean, and you want to take care of this in both your physical space and your spiritual process. Once your physical space is clear and clean and reflects what it is that you're doing, whether you put up a dream poster or a dream board and a montage of the things that you're looking for, or you just clear your space and get rid of some things, once you've made that space nice and clear and ready, then you need to sit down and connect. And I've gone through the connection exercise before. I've posted it for you on the blog and on the website. You can check the website, Ignite and Evolve, to grab that connection process or email me. There's a link there if you would like me to send you or walk you through. your own personal connection process. And now you are ready to move to the next step. So that's that initiation, cleaning up the space. Once you've cleaned and cleared your space, then you want to step into your space. This is a more non-tangible process. This is a process of acceptance. So in my previous example, I spoke of the accountant that steps into being a ballerina. When you decide you're going to be a ballerina, you have to connect to it through words and deeds and thoughts. You have to create dynamic and emotional confirmations that you say every day. You have to create visualizations that you process yourself through every day and walk in a language that this is who you are every day. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and acknowledge that this is who you are every day. And those mantras that you speak have to be powerful and speak in the present tense. I am a powerful, dynamic, graceful, and artistic ballerina who all come to see and celebrate the beauty of my dance. That's how you must speak about what it is that you are accomplishing in your life. This is an activity that is a must for you to create this powerful, positive space that we're trying to create for you. The best time to do this type of work is in the morning to start your day, because there's nothing more powerful and impressive for you than to gear up your energy and gear up your engines before you walk through the day, whatever time your day starts. I know some of you work overnight shifts, so your day is nighttime, but that's still your day. So whenever you start your day, that's how you should start your day. And I hasten to say that if you think about some of the most powerful people in the world, the people who are doing what they love to do, whether it be the athletes or performers or politicians, the ones that are very successful, I promise you many of them, if not all of them, start their days with some process of acknowledgement like this. Especially entertainers, it's difficult to imagine someone being able to step out on the theater stage or go into a performance in a concert hall or step out into the studio set to film a film or anything like this, go on into the television studio, without having a sense of acknowledgement in the power that they possess within themselves. So to do that, they have to acknowledge this for themselves. And this is a process that I bet you if you started doing it now, it would start to change your life immediately. Okay? So that's step two. Step three is walking forward in your space and living only in the positive. Now, this is a piece that I want to put to the side in a minute, and I want to talk about the obstacles and distractions that can interrupt your journey, because this is when they're going to come. First comes the creating your space, cleaning your space. Then we do the stepping into your space exercises. Then out of nowhere, all these obstacles start to come up. And it happens every single time. It's amazing how quickly this happens. So the first thing I want to say to you is you're not alone and you're not unusual. This happens to all of us as we're going through this process. It's like a magnet. And it's not because you're not supposed to be doing it. It's because, as I said earlier, part of your clearing process is the release of these obstacles. And sometimes the lessons that we need to learn, we don't learn very well. Well, I'll say it like that, like a child going through his or her little journey. Sometimes they make the same mistake over and over again until they learn their lesson. Repetition is the magical potion to learning. So a lot of times, the divine will throw you lessons and hope that you'll learn them. And you know what? The longer it takes you to learn them, the more difficult the obstacles become as we get older. So if you're a little older in your process, if you're beyond, you know, a couple of decades old and you're trying to start something new or you're trying to take your game to the next level, some of these obstacles will feel very challenging, because these are the deep-seated issues that you've probably been wrestling through most of your life, if not all of your life, if that makes sense. So go through the process of clearing and cleaning your space and make sure you step into your space with that acceptance process every single day. And in my connection exercise, you connect in the morning and you release at night. You connect in the morning with gratitude and you release that at night through humility. No more gratitude, but mostly by releasing and asking for forgiveness. So gratitude AM, forgiveness PM. That's the connection exercise that we go through. So if you can imagine, you go through the connection exercise every day. You step into your space every morning, and you walk forward in your space every day. It's going to be difficult for someone to shake you off your foundation. Important that you utilize that connection process so that you can release all the issues that are going on through your life. And that's what a lot of people were going through this week, these little lessons that were popping up. And boy, do they pop up, and you're hitting them. And they're not there to bring you down. They're there for you to break through. The little game that I play with myself, with my clients, celebrate. Oh, look, there's another lesson. I'm going to get this one over so I don't have to do this anymore. Thank you, God, for the beautiful lesson. And move on. Don't let it bring you down. Look that lesson in the face. Honor the message that's being brought to you. Knowledge that you've learned your lesson. And move on. One more hard point that we need to swallow about this. Sometimes it's not a lesson. Sometimes it's a message. And that message sometimes can be, this is not the person that needs to be in your space anymore. That's one of the hardest things for us to get through. Is if the person that we are engaging with is a person we've engaged with in the past, and all of a sudden because of who we are today, this person is no longer part of that past. Utilize your connection process to help you understand that so that you can accept it and process it. Person is not supposed to be a part of your path. You can probably look to your past and see where they haven't really been a support system for you and that the connection hasn't always been the healthiest connection. So utilize that and remember that. So we're going to review that. Make your space clean and clear. This is both on the physical and spiritual process. Step into your space through powerful confirmations and mantras and actions that speak to how powerful and how wonderful this person is that you're stepping into. Process the obstacles as they come up as you're stepping into your space. Process them. Don't ignore them. Don't let them bring you down. Don't let them tackle you to the floor. Process them and move through them. Plow through them like a snowplow because they mean nothing other than the messages that they bring to you. Journal if you need to help you understand the messages and look back on them when you feel you need to and move on. You've completed those processes. Now you can walk forward into your space, living only in the positive acceptance of who you are. What does that mean? For the accountant who's stepping into the space of being a ballerina, he is now a ballerina. And as he walks through his life, that is who he is. When he introduces himself to people, he says it with pride and dignity that this is who he is. Don't dance around it. Don't hide from it. People will come to you and gravitate to you and support you and love you for who you are. Those of them who do not, perhaps they're one of those little flags that pop up that you need to process through. Walk in your space. Acknowledge it. Live it. Enjoy it. Get a bumper sticker. Get a t-shirt. Put a sign at your desk. put little images, a little statue of a ballerina on your desk, whatever it is that you need to do to acknowledge that. You know, go to class, work out with some ballerinas, do what you need to do. For my light workers out there, connect with other light workers, those who make you feel powerful. It's great to connect to people to help you process. I love working with my light workers that are coming out right now and getting engaged in the work, and I want to continue to work with you to help you with your messages, to help you with some coaching and some mentoring. I enjoy doing that. But you also want to connect to people that are just like you. Network so that you can feel powerful in your space. It's not always about trying to reach out to somebody to give you a message. It's about trying to connect to people who are like you. Every profession has network opportunities. They have conferences and conventions. They have mixers that they go to so that they can connect to like people, so that they can feel powerful and they can feel like themselves and they can learn from each other and they can talk to people who understand what they're doing. Because not everybody understands what you're doing, regardless of whether you're that accountant, a real estate agent, an athlete. When you're amongst the regular folks, as we like to say sometimes, you know, they might admire who you are because you're good at what you do. But when you get down in the nitty-gritty, they don't relate to you. And you find yourself not really being able to speak to the things that you do. So in that process of walking in your space, and that walking in that space, stepping into it, walking into it, that includes engaging with people who are like what you are trying to become. It's difficult to become a ballerina when every event you go to is filled with accountants. Accountants are awesome. I came from that world. There's nothing wrong with them at all. And they love engaging with the dance energy. But sometimes you got to step into a world where you are hanging out with and talking to and rubbing elbows with other ballerinas, other jazz dancers, other singers, other entertainers, other artists, so that you can feel that energy, so you know what's going on and you can speak the language and you can feel like you're moving forward. That's one of the reasons why we don't feel like we're moving forward sometimes. If you got a muse chasing you down, wanting you to unleash a powerful artistic message, or the masters are trying to communicate to you and you're trying to unleash this energy, whatever it is that's developing in you, and you're not connecting to other people like you, you're going to feel frustrated. You're going to feel held back. You're going to feel the messages of your other friends who may be judging you. It's too late for you to start being a ballerina. You're too old now. You should have done that 20 years ago. You're crazy. Nobody's talking to you. There's no such thing as mediums. You know, whatever the message is that they may be throwing at you is their message from the world that they live in. And there's nothing wrong with the world that they live in. That's the world that they live in. You're trying to step into another world. So you could still play with them in their world. But sometimes, just sometimes, you're going to have to step into the world of the people that you're trying to move into so that you can hear powerful, positive discussions about things that are interesting and vibrate more clearly for you on whatever subject matter you exist in. And I'm hoping that that makes sense. Is if you had the week that so many people that I've engaged with have had this week, if you go through this creating your space process, I wonder if some of the things that you went through this week may make a little more sense. Then clear your space, my friend. Make your space clear and clean. Spring clean it physically. Brush the cobwebs out of your home, your space, and brush the cobwebs out of your spiritual process. It's time to wake up. It's time to move forward. Let go of the things that have stopped you from taking your life to the next level. There's no blame. There's no assignment of anything other than joy, because the only thing that your obstacles have done for you is help you understand who you're supposed to be. And for that, you should be grateful. So thank them. Make yourself, your space clean. Step into your space with acceptance and gratitude. Confirmations and those affirmations or those mantras, those powerful statements that speak to who you are. A powerful general statement is awesome. I am awesome and I am great and I'm going to have a powerful day. Those are really great statements. But what I want you to do is make your statements specific and clear to what it is your goal is, what it is you're attempting to do. Then finally, walking forward in your space and living in the positive. Do not let the obstacles take you down. Make the obstacles part of the journey. Duck and dodge. Sidestep and jump. Learn to be an athlete. Learn to be a basketball player avoiding the opponent. Learn to be an obstacle runner, dashing and jumping over the obstacles. Learn to shuffle and dodge as these obstacles throw themselves at you because they don't mean anything and they're not targeted specifically at you. They're just part of the journey. Let's be real. If the journey was really simple, nobody would take it. We need the challenge. It makes us strong. It makes us feel powerful. So that's my message for you today. I know it was a lot of information, and I encourage you to come back and listen to the rebroadcast. Pull down the podcast when you can, and share it with your friends. I wasn't able to take any callers, so I apologize to the people that are on hold. I did say we were going to have a lot of information today. So feel free to email me if you have questions about this. The website, once more, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. You can catch that link on the Blog Talk Radio homepage here for me. Email me. Catch me up on Twitter. I will be posting messages this week that are connected to this show so that you can see that. And I have some great events coming up. I have the Global Life Expo coming up, and I'll be adding some more programming each week where I'm going to be inviting guests in and doing some interviewing. So very excited about the growth of what we're doing here at Ignite and Evolve Coaching. And I am looking so forward to hearing from you guys and seeing you in the community. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you have a fantastic week. Bless you all. Take care of yourself. And as always, please remember, ignite your life today so that you can evolve your spirit tomorrow.